Yes, okay. That's exactly right. And if there are organs that were already suffering from a demon associated with an illness, this toxic blood is fertile soil for that other demon to flourish. So problems get worse. And many folks, I'm realizing, don't know how much worse because we've not been told until fairly recently that this bitterness is really an issue and it's getting worse. And he has said, please, 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 my children, I implore you, clean them out at least twice a day. I implore you, because things that he doesn't want to happen, that I think by spiritual law he must give into, happen when the bitterness is allowed to persist. There's only so much he can do with healing of other organs. You know, it takes longer. They get sicker.
Right.
So he says, please, I'm giving you the root. Just clean out those seeds. It'll be much better.
Right.
So this is what he does. And then everything is closed up. And then I sit for a minute and I guess I can say I feel a difference. Even when other things are going on, I feel Holy Spirit tingles all over my body, just kind of like a caress that lets him know
where
I'm on the right track. You did well. And he'll often say to you, well done. Well done, my daughter. Well done, my son. And you may hear that or you may not. You may just feel it. Sometimes I'll just smile. Out of the blue, I just start smiling like crazy, and
right.
I know that's not me.
Yeah.
Like right now, I'm just smiling like crazy.
Yeah.
But that's what he wants us to do. And then, of course, you know, in the beginning, if you're uncertain after you do this, someone who speaks in tongues can certainly check. Someone who speaks and understands tongues can definitely check so that you can find out if your method is successful.
Right.
I guess I'll have to ask what to do about that because I don't know how many have the gift of understanding or the gift of tongues. But tongues in general will do it. You just are not uncertain of what part is what. It's just at the end it's done.
Let me ask you this. The thing is repentance. You know, so you're going to ask for these things to be removed, but do you need to connect emotionally or do you need to connect with the fact that you need to repent?
Yes. This is all in the beginning. You know, as I said, he wants you to envision this process while you're praying, while you're repenting for what you did that at least you know about. And then I ask Holy Spirit, tell me what I don't know about. For what you did. And many of these things, I can look back and say, I know I was irritated. I behaved really well. I'm much better than I was, but it was still there. We all know. It's all or nothing with the Lord. A little bit of irritation, that's it. So he doesn't want us to feel that way. And
if we can have a genuine heart of thanksgiving 24/7, these things can't happen, period. That just can't happen.
You should say that. That's what I was doing. Yeah, he's really been pointing it out to me when things are not good. And I say, well, then, thank you that they're not good, Lord. Thank you that they're not good. I can offer it all back to you. I wouldn't have had an offering, but now I have an offering. Thank you. And when I do that, I actually start to feel thankful. And I told you when I got cursed, I actually got cursed in the middle of prayer, and so I feel the curse landing, and only a couple of pings, and I started saying, thank you to the one who cursed me. Thank you. You bring me closer to my Lord. Thank you. You've done a wonderful job. I can't believe you worked for Lucifer. You've so deepened my relationship with my Lord. Thank you. I bless you. Then I tell them about, you know, please repent. We love you. But I genuinely mean that. When I start speaking, he changes my heart so that I truly believe this. I don't want to lie. I don't want to say I repent when
front.
I don't.
Yeah, it's not a play-acting thing. You're serious.
No.
Yeah.
And,
well, you're
absolutely
with
right. If we have a heart of thanksgiving all the time, that is, it literally changes the soil that can't land. My problem is, as a human, there's going to be a second I don't have one. You know, in that 24 hours, the mind's going to slip, and that 1 second is all it's going to take. If I get a little frustration or a little irritation, and the Lord will permit it because, again, it's an offering, and he wants to teach us how to avoid these things. And you're absolutely right. A true, pure heart of gratitude and thanksgiving absolutely ruins it. And, in fact, it stopped the curse completely. It could not alight. It just it got a couple of pings, and it just died. It couldn't stay. It was wonderful. It was the first time I ever experienced that. And it was only because I got cursed when I was praying and happened to hear curse landing. And I just said, thank you so much. This brings me so close to him. And it does. It brings me close because I have to spend a lot of time with him getting rid of the curses. So wow. It's absolute thanksgiving. You spoke about that 100% right.
Yeah.
And he wants us to follow it. He doesn't want this time. For many of us, some of us will still prevail. But for others, we're having difficulty, not because he wants us to, but because the seeds are permitting other things to happen. And by spiritual law, he can't protect you from that. You can ask him then to remove it all. But he's taking it as an offering and saying, please, please, my children, please, I'm telling you, clean those seeds at least twice a day. And if you get irritated a lot more, do it right when you do it, as much as you can, right when you're irritated. Repent and say, please remove this. And usually it's a cough, a burp, a sneeze. That's it. It's a nothing.
And I notice that I tend to be quick, you know, just get it done kind of attitude.
Yeah.
And I noticed that I felt like that wasn't going to work, and it was probably Holy Spirit letting me know that. And I was on my knees, and I waited. I probably waited a good 10 minutes until I started to feel compunction for what I had done.
I just looked at you.
What?
And during that time, how did you feel? Like, did you feel a change during that 10 minutes?
Oh, yeah. Well, when I was done, yes, I felt it. Well, I finally came to realize, you know, he finally convicted me. It took a while for him to convict me because I tend to gloss things over. I tend to move fast, you know, and it took a while. I had to force myself. Yeah, and you're like me that way. And I had to force myself to be still and quiet and to wait on the Lord because I knew there were things, but I didn't know precise. Some of them I knew, some of them I didn't know, but I was waiting for conviction. And when the conviction came, then I was able to really repent and say that I was sorry for having offended the Lord. Because being sorry because you got a seed, it doesn't cut it. You know, you have to be
sorry that you were now bittered up his house.
Yeah, that doesn't cut it. What cuts it is that you hurt him, you offended him.
Yeah.
You know, and his heart is so, I mean, he's God, his heart is so delicate. It's not like, you know.
And it's so pure,
right.
He can't understand it.
Right. Yeah. And so one little bit of irritation, he's looking at us, and in a sense, I get the feeling sometimes he's saying, all of this I've given you, and all these things are going well for you in your life, and you complain over a little frustration over a phone call, and you can't offer that up to me without getting upset. You know, it's like, that's an offense to him because it's an ungrateful heart. You know, that's the source of it.
Yeah.
It's ingratitude.
Yeah.
And I think a real true saint doesn't become perturbed. You know, like the saints that, you know, some of the saints' writings that we have read, they got to a point where nothing bothered them anymore. Everything, you know, because they were in such a state of gratitude and love for the Lord that those things just didn't bother them. They just flew off of them.
The one thing that you mentioned the other day about loving the Lord and being in love with the Lord turns out to be, I think, the crux of all, it's certainly all my efforts, and it's all my existence. That's basically what it's boiled down to, is, and I never thought I'd say this, but before he came for me, but it comes down to, I'm so in love with him, I don't want him to suffer because I prepared. I don't want him to feel ungratefulness from me because he's done so much for me, including absolute miracles. I don't want to return that to him. I feel terrible.
Yeah.
So I'm truly repentant that I did that. I start crying a lot. But I don't want self-pity. Self-pity is not, you know, that's pride.
Right.
True repentance, you know, and I ask, please get rid of the self-pity so I can just truly repent with my heart. And he does. I cough out and I hear self-pity, self-pity, self-pity.
Well, and you know,
we're going to have to ask
the Lord to show us our self-pity, because a lot of people don't know the difference between self-pity and true contrition.
Show us ourselves, you mean without his grace?
Show us the difference between feeling sorry for ourselves and feeling sorry for offending God. I mean, they're two different ballparks altogether. But I wanted to mention that when I had knelt for a while and allowed the Holy Spirit to work in my heart and bring conviction, that I did end up burping. You know, well, I sighed. There were a few sighs, you know, and there were a few burps. And then last night something happened and I got upset and I brought it to the Lord and immediately repented. And I was burping for the next 15 minutes, you know, just out of nowhere. It was like, wow, that's a lot of seeds.
He sometimes also, he gives you gifts. He'll take other things that, for example, if you had you've mentioned your fibromyalgia, he may lessen that a little. It's just a present for following my will, for listening to my will. He's been hammering it. I'm actually texting someone else right now about a message, and he's saying that, you know, please, it's my will, not thine. It's mine. Don't worry about what you have planned, because I'm the one you need to worry about, and I will make sure it works out okay. And the one thing he pointed out was, man, if I get something that I wanted that he didn't want me to have, that is not going to end well. So.
No.